You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Whether you're self-isolating
or social distancing,
we've got everything you need
to stay safe and stimulated.
Socialdistance.co.za.
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Subhasan.
Lekker was a cracker. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm quite well. You know, government is doing quite well, because the key to dealing with some of these zoonotic diseases is the speed at which you deal with social distancing, contact tracing, and isolation. And I think as a country, if we go back to the journal of the epidemiological research, which was published with the title Preparedness and Vulnerability of African Countries Against Introduction of 2019 nCoV, it did put Egypt, Algeria, and South Africa at the top three of the highest introduction risk. Now, you take that particular research and the recommendations there in the journal, you go to the what is called the journal in America, where the New England Journal of Medicine, which was published some weeks ago, where they, with the title coronavirus can persist in the air for hours and on surface for days, is a study that shows that the on air it can stay for particular on particular surfaces, it can stay for particular ones. You combine it again with the research paper done by Sherry Berger, BEGGA, on the jury out on species involved in coronavirus transmission. You will see that in that particular article that there were three articles submitted for publication at the end of 2019, which were linking 99% of this particular origin of this particular thing to. Now, we as a country, I think we need to be commending the government for coming up with a robust communication strategy, which is something that was proposed long ago by a Chinese war guru, Sun.
Phil, what's your main point, my man? I got to speak to the minister quite soon. I get what you're saying about the articles and stuff. What's the main point you want to make?
The main point is that it's a societal responsibility to deal with this high, fast-shifting coronavirus landscape. The speed of intervention and the cooperation with which we cooperate with our government, it will be very key, and compliance to those guidelines and regulations that they have given us. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Much appreciated, my man. Thanks so much for calling in.
Avoiding public spaces and social gatherings doesn't have to make you antisocial.
It's socialdistance.co.za.
Okay, obviously, as we have seen over the last week or so, this requires an interministerial effort, and it's been fantastic to actually see the ministers demonstrating what ordinarily should be the case in terms of collective cabinet responsibility for how one deals with governance challenges. And one critically important part of that is what Public Works is doing, and in terms of the resources that are entrusted to the Department of Public Works. Joining me now is the Minister of Public Works, Minister Patricia de Lille. Minister, good morning to you, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Extremely well, Minister. Worried for the country, but keeping rational and just trying to be evidence-informed. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing fine. I think out of this crisis, we are going to develop a blueprint as to how we must operate as government across departments on a transversal manner. So we have such good cooperation, and you know, everybody is just pulling their weight. And this emergency has really brought us together.
It's absolutely incredible. And your department in particular is really, really important here. Please tell us the main support in terms of logistics that you are able to provide to the other ministries? The other ministries more obviously come to mind for the average citizen when they think about fighting a public health crisis. But Public Works have entrusted to it incredible things like property, for example, that you might have access to, assets of the state. How are you scaffolding your ministerial colleagues?
My key responsibilities, three of them. The first one is that I have to identify buildings, state-owned buildings, in 44 districts around the country and the 8 metropolitans. Then the second one is to make sure that, you know, we secure our borders by fixing broken fences. And then the third one is to release EPWP workers that can complement, especially the health department, where we are making available 20,400 EPWP workers. But around the properties, we have identified and we have now scoped and mapped out properties across the 44 districts and metros. Now, the next step then is that the Department of Health have got a special team that goes around the country, inspect the sites, make sure that they are suitable, and then confirm to Public Works that they will be using the site. Once the site is handed over to the Department of Health, they then take responsibility in creating the bed space, the programs, the prevention, and all of those things. They are responsible for that. And we're making great progress. Our teams are working full out day and night to identify the centers. Because especially UCBS, if we must have a case which is a local transmission in one of our informal settlements, and that person must be put in quarantine, these facilities will be of great help, because it's obvious then you will have to put a lot more people under quarantine that person has been exposed to.
Yes.
So it will definitely help the informal settlement. But I must also say that the private sector has also risen to the occasion. We have got proposals of many hotels, resorts, office space, empty office space that they are not using. And I just want to thank the private sector for their contribution.
Who are some of them, Minister? Let's name them as good corporate citizens. Have any of them voluntarily come to you, picked up the phone and say, hey, Minister DeLille, I've got so much space. These are beds that are empty in my hotel chain, in PE, in Uteneck, in the Cape. Who are some of them by way of example?
You see, I can only make those names available once the health department has confirmed the suitability of the site. But one of the hotel groups that has offered a number of hotels is Togo Sun. And I think so far two of their old hotels have been confirmed for quarantine sites. Maybe tomorrow I will be able to confirm more sites and name exactly where the sites are.
That makes sense, I get you,
Inspecting the health department must still inspect the site.
That makes sense. The one thing this nasty virus doesn't give us is time. So if we talk about quarantine facilities, Minister, let's say, heaven forbid, this is not a real example, but this is not out of the realm of possibility. If there is in a township in PE, in Motherwell or in Zwide or in wherever in Warmer, if someone needs to be quarantined, is there in Port Elizabeth, as we speak, for example, a state-identified facility ready for quarantine?
You see, we're also working together with the provincial governments and especially the MECs. And they are also identifying buildings owned by the provincial government and also working together with the municipalities. To give you one example, in the Free State, for instance, the government identified two hospitals that are running under capacity at the moment, in Ladysmith and also in Tromp is the other one. And then the health department moved in and then, you know, allocate beds or put beds in those centers. So it's all three spheres of government are working together.
Yeah.
Where we don't have nationally owned land by public works, then the province or the municipality will put buildings and land forward that they can make available.
Okay. And then in terms of just the time there, just as third last question for you. At what point, even if it's a guesstimate in the next day or three, would we be able to, for example, know something like a list of facilities, exactly where they are in terms of the timeline? I know you are an action and an outcomes driven minister. The plan sounds to me perfectly, perfectly rational. But when will we have the equivalent of, if I want to quickly look into the Western Cape, given this cooperative governance model, by Monday, would it be very clear what these sites are? By Tuesday, what is your wish?
No, Monday is too late. I just asked my office today to contact the Department of Health to ask them to make more teams available that can inspect the facilities as soon as possible.
Mm.
Because there are so many, and especially we prioritizing the metropolitans because that's where the most of the population live. I am concerned that I see this ektog, you know, from the cities into the rural areas, which means we're going to have a lot of people in the rural areas. But that is why we have identified in all 44 districts to cover the whole country. By tomorrow, it's Friday. By tomorrow, we have just mapped the sites all over the country. But tomorrow, we will be able to announce exactly where those sites are. Not all of them.
Sure.
But so far, we have identified space for about 16,000 beds.
Mm.
So it's ongoing. I must tell you, if the health department can give us more teams, we can move much, much faster.
Okay.
But we are consulting with them today.
Mm, brilliant. Second last question, Minister. Let's just squeeze in 90 seconds, two questions, if I might. The Beitbridge border, that 40-kilometer fence, how far along are we?
Yes, we are making great progress there. The contractor has now divided his teams into five teams, eight teams. So each one of the teams will cover 5 kilometers, the 20 kilometers on the east and 20 kilometers on the west of the Bay Bridge. Technical meetings are taking place on a daily basis. Just yesterday, I wanted to know from them by when will they be finished with this, because they went on site on the 19th of March, and they said they needed about 1 month. So we are monitoring the progress there also at the border post.
And then lastly, Minister, a conversation you and I will enjoy many months from now. Mother Nature, allowing for that to be the case. But just a comment, you mentioned it at the beginning. Isn't it amazing how a crisis can get all of you to cooperate? Suddenly the cooperative governance model doesn't look as bad. 20 seconds.
Let me tell you, if it was not for the people of South Africa who are also cooperating with government, we would have not been successful. But, you know, this is a first for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. We can develop a blueprint out of this model for the way forward.
Absolutely. As always, Minister, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you, CBS. Thanks.
Cheers. That's Minister of Public Works, Patricia de Lille.